Hello.
Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Hi, Miss Nina. How you doing? I ain't talked to you, and man, it feels like a year. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Paul.
Paul.
I know you. You probably don't remember me because you probably deal with a bunch of us techs, but I know you helped me through some shit, Miss Nina. I promise you.
Well, I'm here to
You
help
know,
you. What's that
we
order
out here in
number?
the trenches, Miss Nina. You know what I'm saying? So when I
Yes.
call y'all, we need that help. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I'm all in.
I hear you. I hear you. Listen, I need you to update. I got two orders, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's the first one. It's 06 Foxtrot Delta 7 Echo 7 Alpha.
06 FD7E7A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm accessing that account. And this is for David Tapia. I mean, yeah.
Tapia.
Tapia. Tapia. Well, yeah, he probably was kin to the man on Bad Boy. I mean, what is it, Bad Boys?
Oh my God, Nina, I swear to God, my partner said that when we walked out. Yeah. Hey, she just asked if he was part of, if he was related to the dude from Bad Boys too. I knew I liked it. I knew I liked you, Nina. I'm telling you,
Oh,
Nina.
goodness. And the mom,
All right.
the mama ain't wasn't playing either.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Remember the
Mama
part where
Tapia.
remember the part in that movie where they try to take Martin's wife daughter out?
Martin
They were
Dodd.
taking his
Oh,
daughter out.
yeah. That was like
Yeah.
three
Oh.
when
Oh
and she
man,
was
that
gonna
was
get
so
married.
hilarious.
She was gonna get
Okay,
married to
so here's the.
Butter.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the deal with this order. There was two orders. This the one I gave you is a Whirlpool OTR. Am I correct on that?
Let's see, Whirlpool OTR. OTR did installation Holloway. Maytag.
Yeah, so this Maytag, he purchased this like a couple months ago. He was told it was back ordered. He waited a little while, couldn't wait no longer. Like on Saturday or something, he bought a Samsung. So it was a whole nother order. So today we came out with both orders, both microwaves. Well, he wanted the Samsung. So we have the Maytag on the order. Basically, we just need to cancel this out. We're returning it tomorrow. The other order, we put that up, pictures, everything. It's all completed. But this order, we have the Maytag on the truck. We're returning it tomorrow, basically canceling it out.
Okay, customer wanted the Samsung. Tech is returning the Maytag back to the store tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Tomorrow is the 5th. And what's that other order number?
You want the other one that we completed out?
Yes, so we can associate both of them together.
Okay, 06 Foxtrot Delta 8278. That's the one we completed today.
06FD8278.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
this is the one we completed today. Were the well oh well the issues was it was a duplicate order
Yeah.
basically. Okay, I have this one pulled up. This is OTR Plus, completed on the 4th, and that's the Samsung.
We did the Samsung today.
Okay, and we're returning the Maytag because it's a duplicate.
We're returning the Maytag because we actually wanted the Samsung.
Okay. Let's see. Let's put both of these orders today. And do you have a breeze cold?
Yeah. No, I don't on this because they kept cutting me off.
Oh, who, the DOD route?
Yeah. They said that there was no one available, and they hung up on me like six times.
Oh, man. You want me to just put it on the notes, or you want to be placed on hold, and I'll call them?
No, I just want you to notate that the Maytag's going back because the customer had a double order, and he chose the other dish, the other microwave, so this one's being returned. That order's being canceled.
Okay, duplicate order.
The Maytag was supposed to already be canceled.
Oh.
It was, you know what I'm saying? So it was sent out by mistake.
Okay, I can understand that. Okay, I'll document the account. I'll call for that breeze code as well as put notes on the account. You can check for the breeze code in about 15, 20 minutes.
I appreciate you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
All right, so we're done with that one. The other one I need you to do, you ready?
Yes.
06 Foxtrot Delta Echo 5 Bravo 4.
Zero six F as in Frank
Delta
Delta Echo 5 Bravo
5.
4.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is for Sarah Alumi. That's for Sarah
Alumi?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
How can I help you? Well, verify the delivery address.
What was that address?
Yes.
30 Marlboro Street, West Newton, Mass.
Okay, and how can I help you with this order?
Yeah, it is. I got it. Oh, is it 30 James Street?
Not 35 James Street.
Yeah. That's it. We took this job from another tech that we work with to help him out. He's falling behind. So it's not on my paper manifest. So I'm trying to like piece this together. But we rolled out there, Miss Nina, to install an LG dishwasher when upon arrival. The customer needs extensive work done. Plumbing work under a sink we can do, but the main issue was they had flooring put in, and I mean I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen a dishwasher buried like this one. I mean we're talking cutting flooring, maybe removing countertop and stuff to get this thing out. So he refused a unit today. He's gonna figure out the situation, call a general contractor. He's either going to go full-on remodel or get somebody out there to cut the flooring and get that dishwasher out so we can put the LG in. But for today, he's using the LG, and we were going to I already called the DOD and got a breeze code on that one. Like I said, I did on that one, and I tried to call back on the OTR one, and they kept disconnecting me.
Okay, what's that breeze code?
257-457-112.
257-457-112. And the rep that provided that code?
Miss Katie.
Katie. Provided breeze code. Okay. And you said you said the customer refused the dishwasher delivery due to unable to remove existing unit. Hello?
Yeah, he's gonna need He's going to need the four cut.
Okay. Floor needs cut out. And what else?
What'd you say?
What else besides the flooring?
He's going to need the flooring cut and possibly the counter removed.
Okay, floor cut. And countertop removed? Or cut?
Yeah.
Or modified?
Yes.
Which one?
Both. I don't know. Whatever he decides.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. The reason why I'm getting the information, because the customer's not going to remember that. They're going to look at the notes. You said that, that's what I'm saying, the countertop. I've never heard of the countertop removing. I heard of installing countertops or countertop modifications, you know,
well,
cuts.
Basically, this dishwasher is so built in that, you're going to have to remodel this kitchen to get it out.
Okay, boom, that's it. Countertop removal. Kitchen needs remodeling. For dishwasher fit. Is that suitable to say?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Wonderful. I'll put that other breeze code on the account once I call the DOD. Is there anything else I can help you all with today? And I'll document both of those accounts.
I appreciate you, Miss Nina.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tech Paul. This is Nina at XPO Logistics. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.